These three deities, Teen Thakur, or Teen Prabhu, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath, they're all describing the principle, they all represent the principle of divine love, union in divine love. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying that these three Thakurs, or Teen Prabhu, as he says, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath, they represent Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojan. Of course, Sambandha means relationship. And all relationships are based on attraction. So Madan Mohan means the attractor of Cupid, Madan Mohan, the one who bewilders or befuddles, overwhelms cupidity. So only the transcendental comedy of Krishna can do that. Otherwise, everyone else is enthralled, captivated by Kamadev, the god of lust of this world. Sri Krishna is the attractor and enchanter of Cupid. So Sambandha means that our attraction is consciously or unconsciously drawing us toward a certain place, toward that the eternal loving service of Madan Mohan, the transcendental Cupid or transcendental Kamadev. Krishna is the transcendental god of love. It's called the Aprakrita Kamadev. It means transcendental lust, spiritual, divine love. Actually, this kam of the gopis described in Bhagavatam is actually pure spiritual love. This is the plane or the level stage of Krishna Prema. Complete dedication to the pleasure of the Absolute Center, Sri Krishna, Damodar, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So Govinda or Krishna, he is the perfectional form of all beauty, of all charm and sweetness. So the main principle is Madan Mohan. This is the beginning. This is the foundation. We establish our spiritual life on this solid principle. The principle of attraction, and nothing is more attractive than beauty, charm, and sweetness. If we analyze, if someone is beautiful, they're very attractive. If someone is sweet, they're very attractive. If someone is charming, delightful, they're very attractive. Krishna has all three qualities in unlimited quantity. So what's the most attractive, or nothing is more attractive than pure love. So Madan Mohan, Thakurji, represents the greatest power ever discovered in the world. And that greatest power is beauty and charm. So Madan Mohan is that aspect of Godhead, of that aspect of Krishna that can charm and captivate even Cupid, the god of material love. So this material world is a land of exploitation. Everyone is trying to take something from someone else, get over on someone, exploit someone, make a profit, cut a profit, score a profit. But the principal cause of the whole material world, although this is a plane of exploitation, the principal cause of the whole material world is the principle of love. The goal of all endeavor, and the underlying goal of all activities or endeavor here, is that men and women want to be united. Conjugal union between man and woman is accepted as the highest pinnacle or principle of pleasure, the pinnacle of joy, the greatest experience of happiness. Though everyone here in the material world is engaged in a variety of activities, going to work, attending school, traveling, constructing buildings, discovering research, etc., sports, The ultimate end of all everything is to attain that enjoyment, the union of man and woman. That ambition, that desire to be united, man and woman, is actually moving the entire material world. All of our actions are based on getting some satisfaction for our senses, satisfaction for our eyes, tongue, ears, and hands. Want to eat something nice, touch something nice, hear something nice, smell something nice. And among all these sense pleasures, the most intense pleasure is experienced when men and women unite for sex enjoyment. But what is this sex act? The sex act is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, where we have union there also. Everyone is having union with Krishna, but it's based on divine love, not on mutual exploitation. Dealings in the material world are simply combinations for exploitation, business, mutual exploitation, relationship. In the material world, we find the Milan, or Madan Mohan Milan, the union of the Supreme Lord, Govindaji, and his eternal consort, Srimati Radhika. The pleasure of Radha Madan Mohan is the purest expression of love for God. In the spiritual world, all living entities are dedicated toward the center, towards Krishna. Everyone, every plant, every animal, every drop of water, every river and lake, every tree, every flower, every person, every mother, every father, every brother, every lover, every servant, every object is in union with Krishna's desire for pleasure. There's absolute harmony there, union and divine love. Everyone and everything is existing and acting in the spiritual world solely for the satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna, all for one. In the material world, it's just the opposite. All activities are performed for one's personal sense gratification, for one's own personal sense gratification. But ultimately, the greatest force is the charm of love and natural beauty. We are all meant to be part of that. The pure spiritual attraction of Krishna, Madan Mohan, charm and beauty, will be the cause of uplifting us to the spiritual world, of propelling us to the land of dedication. Because Goloka Vrindavan, this is the eternal plane of loving service to the Sweet Absolute. In Vrindavan, the plane of dedication, the living entities can be fully united with Krishna and Madhura Ras. So what this Sambandha means, the basis, the foundation, the cause, the starting point. So the cause of one's attraction to the spiritual world, what impels one or incites one or drives one or pushes one or forces one to turn towards the spiritual world. The cause of one's attraction to the spiritual world is the transcendental beauty and the charm of Krishna's name, Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela, his transcendental, sweet, beautiful form, name, qualities, and pastimes. As we increase our attraction to Krishna's beautiful, sweet form and characteristics, we'll progress further and further in our own relationship with Krishna, because movement is based on attraction. More attraction, more movement. More movement, more association. More association, more attachment. More attachment, more love. More love, more service. So as we increase our attraction to Krishna's beautiful sweetness, his beautiful sweet form and characteristics, we'll progress further and further in our relationship with Krishna on the plane of dedication, love and service. So this is the spiritual world, dedication, love and service. Therefore, the platform of Sambandha, we say Sambandha Gyan or Sambandha, is represented by the deity of Madan Mohan, Krishna, appearing as the absolute attraction, the supreme enchanter. What is the absolute attraction? That is Madan, Cupid, the nature of lust to this material world, that is the most powerful attractive force. But Madan Mohan, Krishna, represents Prem, the pure spiritual love, the pure spiritual attraction. Krishna Prema, pure love of God, which has the power to conquer lust and attract the living entity away from this world, which is full of lust and exploitation. So the conclusion is this spiritual life begins with the deity Madan Mohan, or any deity of Krishna, but Krishna revealing his aspect of Madan Mohan, who acts as a supreme attractor, pulling us up, drawing us upward, and attracting us to the land of dedication, the land of loving service, and union with the Supreme Person, Lord Sri Krishna, one with his desire to receive our love solely and wholly for his pleasure. This is the relationship, sambandha, a bondage of love, prem sambandha, an eternal relationship based on dedication, surrender, and pure selfless service for the pleasure of the sweet absolute, the supreme abode of beauty, charm and sweetness, Sri Krishna Madan Mohan. So that deity of Madan Mohan, established by Sanatana Goswami, now having pastimes in Karoli, reveals this principle of attraction, which causes our movement and initiates our progress and our movement towards the plane of dedication, service and surrender, pure selfless service. And then Krishna, as we become more intimate with Krishna, more dedicated and more absorbed in service, Krishna reveals his aspect of Govinda, Govindaji Vigraha. So Radha Govinda are considered to be the presiding deities of our duty, of our action, of our seva, the regulator. They're regulating us. Radha Govinda inspire us from within to do this and do that, to act in a specific way for the pleasure of Krishna. Radha Govinda give detailed action and adjust us with our attraction and guide us to make progress on the spiritual path. So shiksha, guidance, instruction, seva, regulation, inspiration, it's all coming from Govindaji, the Abhideya Vigraha, or Seva Murti. Sometimes Radha Govinda are called the Seva Murtis, or Seva Murti of Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Radha Govinda are continually adjusting us so we can always utilize our senses for Krishna's pleasure. Govinda helps give us shelter and always inspires us to use our senses, go, which means our brain and our mind and intelligence, for the pleasure, vindate, and pure service of Krishna. So go, vinda means pleasure, go means senses engaged in pleasure of Krishna. This is Govindaji. Then Krishna reveals as we become totally dedicated and totally surrendered and absorbed in the sweetness and beauty and loving relationship with Krishna, Krishna reveals his aspect of Gopinath. When the sadhaka attains perfection, devotional service, Gopinath gives us eternal shelter within his camp of eternal personal servitors to serve him eternally in Goloka Dham. You are a gopi, a pran sakhi, a manjari. And Gopinath, he is your master, eternal master, and will give you eternal shelter in his eternal loving service. Gopinath takes charge of you eternally, and he will be your guardian to look after you, and you'll always be under his care eternally forever. That is Gopinath, that is the Prayojana, Krishna Prem Seva in the groves of Vrindavan. The ultimate and final goal of spiritual attainment is perfection and pure love of God, Krishna Prema. So Gopinath is our goal for permanent guidance and eternal shelter in his loving service. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, and Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha, Madanamohan.